Good morning. We're giving away Ratfest tickets on Friday's No Sweat News quiz.
Oh, my God. Awesome.
So you'll want to keep that in mind as we get you set up for Ratfest. It's Breaking Benjamin headlining on July 31st at the PNC Bank Art Center. But the opening up list is great. 3 days Grace, Chevelle, Dorothy, and Diamante also on the bill. So remember these stories, Dave.
July 31st at PNC Bank Arts Center. I'm telling you, the way summer moves, it'll be here before you can snap your fingers.
Coors Light presents Ratfest 2019. Now, we go to your local Burger King, or actually your local Arby's for story number one. A couple of weeks ago, Burger King started testing something called the Impossible Burger.
Yes.
It's a plant-based hamburger. It's non-meat. There's no meat in the Whopper at all.
Oh, yeah, the Impossible Whopper.
Right. Arby's has gone hard in the other opposite direction. They released a press release over the weekend that in which they promise they will never, ever serve a plant-based meat substitute.
Okay. Wow, Arby's. Wait, to talk some smack.
Contrary
against Burger King.
True rumors, the chances that we will bring plant-based menu items to our restaurants now or in the future are absolutely impossible. Well, they have the meats.
We have the meats. I'll tell you what they also have. Mashed potatoes at Arby's. I'm sorry, but I love them.
Well,
get the gravy.
The meats they have are not very good, but the mashed potatoes, I'll give you that. But they actually hit the press release and said, yep, plant-based nonsense here.
We're not being like those Burger King losers.
I'm actually kind of curious to see what that Impossible Whopper tastes like if it ever gets here. We'll see.
One of those soy things.
Yeah. We're going to go to Florida for our next story.
Thank God.
I love Florida.
Oh.
Hey, remember the movie Wedding Crashers?
Oh, yes.
Okay. One of the rules of Wedding Crashers that they went over right in the beginning was you're only supposed to draw attention to yourself in a positive way.
Okay, yeah.
This man didn't do that.
Okay.
Here's the story of 37-year-old Mark Saunderson, who crashed a wedding at his local Grand Plaza Hotel in St. Petersburg.
All right.
Had a few cocktails at the open bar and then thought it would be a good idea to cut in on the wedding couple's first dance.
No, no, no. No.
Yeah.
Talk about standing out. The exact opposite.
That's the opposite, yeah.
You just plant yourself at the bar.
Here for the first time as a happy couple together, would you please welcome Johnny and Janie, and here they come. Oh, and the I Love You Forever song plays. And that's when Mark stumbles up to the couple, taps the man on the shoulder, and says, can I cut in?
No.
They had no idea who he was because he was crashing the wedding. The police were called. And the police in the report says, the man was so intoxicated when they asked for his social security number, he gave him his phone number.
There you go. Well, hey.
It's 72.
Can I cut in? No. And by the way, who the hell are you? Get out of here.
And now, Scotland for our final story of the day, specifically the Isle of Colonsay.
Ah, yes.
Scotland.
Oh, I know it well.
People are taking a very long and arduous hike to see something that has washed up on the shore of this Scottish island.
Loch Ness Monster.
No.
Oh. Shoot.
It's a piece of driftwood
that
looks like, and I'm showing it now to Dave.
I'm hoping it looks like the Loch Ness Monster, at least.
It looks like a naked lady.
Oh, boy. They really have nothing to do in Scotland.
Everything
we saw in train spotting turns out to be true.
There it is. You can
it
even
does
see.
Look like a naked
there's
lady.
There's a naked lady. Here's her two breasts.
It does.
I mean she's kind of armless. It's a little Venus de Milo action there.
Yeah, right. No feet either.
Here's her legs. And then
we don't need to even describe it.
Is a little seaweed.
There's shrubbery
for
seaweed.
It's not necessary for her nether region.
We understand.
But now, apparently, the big hike that tourists are taking in Scotland is to go see the naked lady driftwood. Because, well, why not?
Because they probably don't have internet in Scotland. I can say that.
We
have family there. But my God, they're walking miles to look like driftwood that looks like a woman.
Naked lady driftwood,
They really need to get hooked up with the World Wide Web.
Maybe
at some
find
point.
A hobby.
doesn't
involve Scott.
Something.
That's today's No Sweat News. We'll see you for Ratfest tickets on the quiz on Friday.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.